We're joined now by Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. He is the top Democrat on the House Budget Committee, and he was in that category of congressmen who had been unconvinced by that deal that just fell apart. Congressman, did you have a chance to listen to the president's statement, your thoughts about the negotiations falling apart and the possibility of what might happen next?
Yes, I did, and it was very disappointing to learn that the House Republicans had now walked out of the discussions for the third time. I mean, first they walked away from the Biden talks, then Speaker Boehner walked away from his preliminary conversations with the president, and now we have this development today. As the president has indicated, the country has to pay its bills. American families have to pay their bills. You don't get to choose whether you make your mortgage payment or your car payment. And beyond that, we need to come up with a balanced approach to reducing the deficit. It's unfortunate that these talks apparently collapsed because Republicans once again refused to have that shared responsibility.
But Democrats weren't happy with the deal that was under negotiation. Is it possible that Republicans might have walked away in part because they thought they were negotiating a deal that the president couldn't even sell to his own party?
No. As the president indicated, while Democrats had strong reservations about different components of this plan, I think they were willing to give him the breathing room, the running room, to try and get something done. The president laid out a framework that was balanced. It wasn't something that contained something that everybody would embrace, but he was looking for a balanced approach. And again, Republicans did not accept the notion that we've got to deal with the revenue component, whether it's by raising rates on the folks at the very top or closing these corporate tax loopholes.
What we have here is real stark, very stark philosophical differences and views of government and spending and revenue and how to possibly reach some sort of accord. Is it possible that the only way forward is to look at a plan that had been iced for now, the Reid-McConnell plan?
Look, the bottom line is that we cannot default on our debt. I mean, that is, it would be catastrophic for the American economy. I mean, that's not just Secretary Geithner saying that. We've now had, you know, independent analysts from the bond rating agencies. We've had the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I mean, that's just the reality. And the problem is you still have a strong contingent in the House Republicans, who somehow think that you can default on your debt, not pay your bills, and it doesn't have any consequences. And so that's got to be priority number one. The hope had been to also get a balanced deficit reduction plan, a meaningful one, in place. But if the Republicans are going to refuse to accept the balanced approach, we're probably going to have to look for other measures that
As you know, the Republicans would say that the Democrats are unrealistic about spending. They said this is not a tax problem. This is really a spending problem. The government under Democrats has not been serious enough about trimming the budget.
Well, come on. As the president just pointed out in his speech, he was talking about making $3 to $4 in spending cuts for every dollar in revenue, which is, he indicated, was actually more tipped in the Republican direction than the Gang of Six plan, which was a bipartisan plan, which was also modeled after a bipartisan plan, the President's Fiscal Commission. So at some point, you just got to recognize that, you know, our Republican colleagues refuse the idea of a balanced approach because they are more protective of special interest tax breaks and more protective of the folks at the very, very top of the income ladder rather than protective of, you know, people who have a median income of $22,000 who are on Medicare or trying to invest in our kids.
Congressman, I have to let you go. I don't know that we've seen the president quite this angry. He summoned leaders of both houses to the White House tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Are you confident that they'll show up, and are you confident that this process will move forward towards some sort of resolution?
Well, I certainly hope everybody shows up again. It's been disappointing to see our Republican colleagues walk away three times, but for the good of the country, they've got to come together. They've got to solve this problem. They can no longer demand that it's 100% their way or the country defaults. That's a reckless and irresponsible approach, and I hope tomorrow they will get beyond that.
That's Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, the top Democrat on the House Budget Committee. Congressman, thanks for talking to us by phone.